If Hawaii's shorelines are ever to be restored to anything resembling their natural state, it's probably going to have to be a grassroots effort, one parcel at a time. Tony Chance is a retired Navy senior chief, as well as the founder and CEO of Hui o Ho'ohunua, HOH 808. His organization has recently adopted Westlock Shoreline Park, hoping to restore it to its original condition and its original name, Kapapapuhi Point. He's recruiting volunteers for a cleanup effort, and he's with us in our studio. Hi, Tony. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Chris. It's good to be back.
This is a kind of a real labor of love for you, and has been for some time. What got you into this place?
It started after I retired from the Navy. I went back to college to get my degree, and one of the very first classes I took at Leeward Community College was Hawaiian Studies, and it changed my life forever. I saw the world differently after reading Wayfinder by Nainoa Thompson. It changed the way I look at things, the way I do things, the way I see things.
You'd seen a bit of the world before that, right? And been exposed to a lot of different, I'm assuming, different cultural influences, but something really caught you about this one in particular.
I think what someone told me one time, you don't find your kuleana finds you. And that's not, I mean, that's how it happened for me. I'm just a vessel that's being used by, like most people say, it's the kopuna that are guiding me. And yes, I've been around the world twice in several, well, many countries, being in the Navy.
Sure.
And several war zones. I've seen the worst that the world can offer, but when I came back here, I think the trauma that I felt from the cultural trauma caused, and seeing a beautiful sacred waters of Pualoa in the condition it is, I could connect through the trauma, and that's why I believe that this is why it affected me so as it did.
What is the condition it's in?
It's a lot of sacred sites that are being desecrated right now. Burial sites, heiaus that are being...
In the area we know as Westlock.
That is correct, yes.
On Oahu.
That is correct. We have three fish ponds that were once working fish ponds, and they're all overgrown with the mangrove. Within the mangrove is trash, lots of trash. There's areas where it just, it would turn your stomach almost.
Yeah.
And because it... it's what has been termed the pico of the Pualoa, because it's the original place of the mullet, Kaihua Pala'ai, the traveling mullet that fed all of the island of Oahu. She traveled counterclockwise around the island, and that's the origin. Westlock is Kaihua Pala'ai, and Kapapapuhi Point, which kind of juts out into Kaihua Pala'ai, is known as Eel Flats, was another holy and sacred area. And so this is areas that the cultural trauma needs to stop being perpetuated, and the healing needs to begin.
Whenever you get a problem of a large scale, as you say, a cultural trauma, it kind of helps to focus on a project scaled to what you can accomplish, right?
Correct.
It's easy to get with a problem that's that far-reaching to get a sense of hopelessness, isn't it?
I haven't got that yet.
No, I can tell. You know, I can tell. But that's not in your nature, Tony.
No, it's my mission statement is the impossible is where we start. And it looks big, it looks daunting, but that's where I started. So it's going to be, again, yeah, of course, I know it's going to be challenging, but that's what I like about it.
What have you done so far?
After starting my nonprofit, I worked with Department of Fish and Wildlife, DOFA, mm-hmm. with the state at Powhatan Marsh, just to get the experience of my organization to where we could feel like we could take on something like the park, the 39-acre park mm-hmm. of West Loch Shoreline Park, Kapapapui Point Park, and taking on cleaning up Pualoa. So a lot of cleanups, a lot of volunteers, a lot of great people, incredible volunteers. It's been amazing. It's an amazing journey.
You really kind of created a community to do this work, didn't you?
It's a community around people where we share parallel views, and it's really neat to be around these people that share the same similar values of what things can look like. They're visionaries,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a vision is being able to see something that doesn't exist. And you're surrounded by these people, and it is amazing. Every time I'm around, these volunteers, I get so motivated. It is unbelievable.
You know, you hear stories of people who retire and just kind of stop. The wheels stop spinning quite as fast. It seems somewhat the opposite for you.
I wasn't done. The kupuna had other avenues for me, and I'm just honored and blessed to be here, to be that person. No, I wasn't ready to retire.
Evidently not. Well, Tony, what do you need? You'd like to get some people to help you on your next cleanup. What's that amount to?
Well, I need volunteers that want to make a difference in the community, and this is the place to do it. I need volunteers. Again, like every nonprofit, we need money.
Sure.
We need donations. We need people who are willing to come out. We want to do great things like where Kapuna are teaching Keiki story time in the park mm-hmm. to start teaching the young children the stories of how this place came to be. So it's amazing. So, yes, volunteers, I need money. I need people with great ideas because that's what I'm looking for, that excitement, that magic.
Well, just looking at the cleanup itself, just in practical terms, you're going to be spending a morning on site, and this is coming up, what, a weekend after next, yeah?
Yes, on the 23rd of September. So it's a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., just 3 hours. I say just 3 hours, but it's amazing what people can do in 3 hours.
Sure.
Especially motivated people. And, yes, so I...
Pulling up weeds, getting rid of trash.
We're going to be pulling up some weeds. There's a lot of trash. We're going to have a lot of trash bags ready. And we have a team that are looking into starting the restoration on the fish ponds themselves.
Yeah.
And so a little tree trimming around the ancient burial site and some caretaking issues. And possibly some painting if there's any graffiti or anything like that exists. But just stuff that it takes to get this back to, you know, its original state.
Part of the whole project of getting your project has involved a great deal of consultation with historians and archaeologists, it sounds like.
That is correct. I do have a staff archaeologist. He's on my board of directors. And he did say he has looked around the area. And also, I have some great people, Representative Ty Cullen, Senator Mike Gabbard, council members Ram Noor and Kimberly Pine are very helpful. I mean, they're the ones that are helping me out, my champions with this project as well. And so I am surrounded. I have teachers from Mililani High School helping me, from Waipahu High School, from Kamehameha High School. I have people helping me, guide me on this journey, and it is amazing.
It's great the energy we get from other people, isn't it, Tony?
Oh, it's mind-blowing. It is.
Good talking to you.
Thank you, Chris.
Good luck on this project.
Thank you, Chris.
Tony Chance is the founder and CEO of Hui o Ho'ohonua, H-O-H-88, seeking volunteers for a morning-long park restoration event on the 23rd of September from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Westlock Shoreline Park, which he hopes will someday be named Kapapa Puhi Point Park.